Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm excited to have a new friend on air today, so we'll get to hear his story together. And I'm excited to welcome Cody Burns. Cody, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me.
Well, not only are you a speaker, an author, or that thing, but you are a real testament to living through adversity and discovering life and rediscovering a meaning and then sharing it with others. So I'm really excited. I know I've got this bio that was printed up for you, but I just think for our audience to know, to be able to hear your story, you look great. You know, it's like they're easy for him to say. So I'd like for you to share, because it all kind of, everything in your world went upside down. I think it was 2013, right? You had a car accident.
Correct. Yeah. I'm still a young man. Don't get me wrong. I'm only six years out. In 2013, I was a children's pastor as well as a traveling entertainer. And life was just going great. And I was stopped at a red light on the highway. It was on May 31st, 2013. It was a Friday afternoon. Stopped at a red light on the highway, and I was hit by a box truck that failed to stop. And on impact of the truck hitting my vehicle, it blew up into flames. And so when the first responders came to the scene, by the looks of it, they called it as a fatality. They knew that nobody could survive this. And so it was definitely a big life change. And so somehow or another, they saw my hand move. And they changed their plans. And so it took them a good hour to get me out of the vehicle. They then life-flighted me to the burn unit in Indianapolis, Indiana, which is about 2.5 hours from where I lived at the time. And I was in a full coma on life support for 3 weeks, had severe burn injuries, burned down to bone and muscle. And I had broken vertebrae, you name it. Life just changed in an instant, very unexpectedly. So yeah, in short, I was in the burn unit for 2.5 months. I had to go through multiple surgeries and I had to go to the rehabilitation centers and relearn how to walk and use my hands again. And I went through, it was a nonstop for 3 years, just surgeries and therapy. It was a lot.
And you made the decision at some point that, I would imagine most of us who went through that would be feeling pretty sorry for ourselves and not be looking at a bright future. But at some point you made the determination that this wasn't going to stop you and you were going to go over and you were going to use it as a life lesson. So share a little bit about that point in your life.
Yeah. Well, since, being a children's pastor and traveling around doing stuff, obviously there was a lot of people that was looking at me and my response to this tragedy. And, you grew up in a faith-based background and, those moments are very trying for not just you, but your entire family. And I was very tempted to play the victim and, I had every right, but, my mother and my family were there and they were very good supporters of me and they encouraged me to push through those times because they believed that there was something greater on the other side for their son. And, I just pushed through that and ultimately, I had to embrace what happened, and I had to realize that as hard and as difficult as it is, there was no changing it. I can't go back. However, I can change my today and make the most of it. And so that shift in my perspective and having my family encourage me and, whenever I had depression and all these things, but through it all, they've kept pushing me. Cody, there's more to it. There's people that are being touched through your story. And, I had children and everybody looking up to me. And so what example did I want to set to them? And so that kept playing in my mind nonstop.
And you're still here for a reason. He didn't bring you home. So you're here still for a reason. And I love At some point I read that you talked about instead of going through life, growing through life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, life is a big training ground, really. Mm-hmm. And we're all growing. And, you know, as a young man, I still have many, many, many more things to learn. But as long as I embrace the challenges and learn the lessons through those experiences, you know, I'll keep pushing through.
So from a standpoint of someone else who's going through a difficult time, obviously yours was pretty dramatic and it was external. People could see you were going through issues. But a lot of times people face them. 6.5 years ago, I lost my son. So I'm very sensitive to understanding things can stop you in your track. It took me a long time to get through that and realize that I'm still here for a reason as well. So for those people that are struggling, you know, give them a little lift based on your own experience.
Yeah. Well, I would just say, you know, life is very uncertain. You know, every day is really a gift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, none of us are promised tomorrow. And so I think that really shifts our mindset for today and allows us to, you know, to just rethink things through. Like I said, in my story, you know, the biggest thing was just embracing the current reality, realizing that I cannot change it. It was tough. It was very difficult. And then I would also say, take control of your reality. And taking control of our reality can be gaining that new perspective, finding that good support system. You know, and if you don't have a good support system, you know, we ultimately are responsible for putting those support systems in place. And in today's world, there is a lot of great resources that can encourage us and help us to get out of the rut, so to speak. And I also say, you know, trust the process, be persistent, know that there is something on the other side and you are not alone in this. We live in a world where there's all kinds of things that are happening, unfortunately, but you don't have to go through it alone. You're right. Not in this alone.
It's so important. I talk about surrounding yourself with people that lift you, your head out of water when you can't do it on your own. And that's what helps get you through, and the people that are there to support you. And it's something that's so important. And you know, when we go through something like that, our tendency, I guess, almost like human nature, is to hide away and get small and sit in the dark and feel sorry for yourself and play the victim piece. And it's so important. And I know I was lucky in the fact that I had people around me that you know, turned the light on and lifted me up and kept my head above water until I could find my own footing again. So that power of having the right people around you, that influence to support you, is so important.
Yes, without question. Finding good people and mentors that can encourage you. And, you know, my big thing is, you know, as a young man, I had a vision for my life and I was headed in that direction, you know, growing up in church, trying to do things the correct way. And, you know, I had to keep my focus on what really mattered in the long run. What is the most important thing in this life?
So tell me a little bit about your book. You have a book called Scar Release. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. The Scar Release is actually named after a surgical procedure in the burn unit, because as a burn survivor, I deal with contracture scars. And whenever I was going in and out of occupational therapy, relearning to use my hands again, you know, it got to a point to where I couldn't even hold onto a bottle of water because my skin had contracted so much. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult to move. And so they had to perform a scar release where they go in and they cut the scar at its root and they allow you to be mobile again. Mm-hmm. And so I used that analogy.
They gave me shivers.
I use that analogy in life because, you know, that's so often. How often do people allow the scars in their life to keep them immobile? And, you know, I'd also talk about with a scar release, it doesn't remove the appearance of a scar. Scars will always be there. It mm-hmm. simply allows the mobility to move with the scar. And in our life, we cannot change what happened to us, but there is a story, there is a lesson, something that we can share with others. And it's important to not allow those scars to not let them hold us back from where we're going in life, but to simply break free and be all that we were created to be.
Well, and understand that those scars, you know, give you perspective, right? About 2 months ago, I had cancer removed and I've got a scar down the front of my face. And it's like, of course, before it happened, I was scared to death. And now it's like, okay, I can handle this, keep going. But it just adds another layer of experience, and you can choose to make it stronger or weaker, and it's up to us to make those choices. So tell us what the future looks like for you now.
Yeah, well, the future, I'm traveling all over the place, and the vision is expanding and getting bigger. And, you know, it really opened up because of my injuries. You know, I seen an opportunity to be a blessing to those individuals that have encountered the same injuries as I. And so I have a burn foundation. We're raising money. Thousands of dollars has been given to help other burn patients recover physically and emotionally. And along with, like I said, speaking, written the book, and I got a podcast of my own starting up this fall. And it's just continuing to expand. You know, I'm thinking bigger and bigger. How can I make the biggest impact on the world that we have today, and with the time that I have? And so I look at life as it's a mission. I'm here for a reason. There's something that needs to be done.
Well, you certainly come across. I can just feel your generosity of spirit and your desire to help others. It's very apparent. So thank you for that. So if someone wants to find you, Cody, how can they find you, both your foundation and you?
Yes. I would say go to my website. There is codyburns.com/playbig. And now my name is, you can type in Cody Byrnes, CodyByrnes.com/playbig.
Wonderful. Play Big Movement. Here we are.
That's it.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, in your bio, I saw something about that you went to clown school and it helped change your life. Before the accident, after, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, growing up, you know, I went to the circus with my family, and I was very fascinated with the performers there. And, you know, as a young man, you know, I was drawn to the clowns, but more specifically, the jugglers. And so, you know, growing up in the household, I was always juggling things. I taught myself how to juggle. And so it got to where whenever I was in middle school, high school, I was performing at fairs, and I did a handful of circus events. I never toured with a circus. I just kind of went out for a weekend, did my act, and came back home. But, you know, it was one of those little childhood fantasies that I loved. And then as I became a children's pastor, I began to use it as a tool to reach those children. It definitely breaks the ice. And, you know, now that I speak more to adults, I also do comedy, and I incorporate the juggling in there. And it definitely is a way to mix things up and to draw them in. And so, yeah, I still use it. You know, my hands were severely burned in this car crash. And my mom remembers the surgeons coming to her, and they said, "Hey, we're going to have to amputate a few of Cody's fingers." And my mom was there, and she's like, "No, whatever you do, try to save him. He juggles." And of course, you could imagine the surgeon's face. He's probably like, and so, you know, they were able to save them. They don't move like they used to, but, you know, I can still get the job done, you know. And I tell people, I can't do everything I used to, but I make the most of what I can do.
I love that. That's wonderful. Say that again.
I can't do everything I used to, but I make the most of what I can do.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. So what is the next big step for you? I know you want to continue speaking your book, but how can our viewers support you?
Well, thank you so much for asking that. And I think just encouraging people ultimately where they're planted and being in contact, connect. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, every social media outlet. Get connected. Feel free to buy the book. The book is available on Amazon, Scar Release, Breaking Free of Yesterday's Troubles. And if you purchase it and you read it, don't just leave it on a table. Give it to others. It's a message that needs to be shared. And I think just the big thing is just live life to its fullest. That's really what I want to give back to you. Just enjoy life and make the most of every day that you have.
What a beautiful message. And I think we'll probably end there. You're going to hang in with me because we're going to do another recording for the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. So all of you, if you're not part of that, please do join us. There's no cost involved, but give us a little bit more insight onto Cody's past and the things and really how he's living his daily habits these days on playing big. And you definitely are, Cody. You're using this to help others, and that's all we can ask in life. Things do stop us in our tracks. Napoleon Hill said, out of every adversity comes a seed of an equal or greater benefit. And the fact that you are impacting so many people in such a beautiful way is definitely a benefit to all of us. So I'm sorry that you went through that horrible tragedy, but thank you for coming out the other side with such a generous heart. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much, Sharon. I appreciate you. Same feeling is mutual.
Well, thank you, Cody. And I want everybody to go get Cody's book and share it with others. What an incredible story. And really, it's heartwarming and it's also encouraging. I love to see people in that younger generation coming out with a generous spirit. So thank you, Cody. And everybody else, thank you for listening to this podcast, this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast. And stay tuned to the next one. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.